This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As promised in our last visit, I will share a poem that makes the point of why goodness is an important quality to add to our faith life. I don't know who the author is, but the point is clear and pertinent to our study of 2 Peter 1, 5-11. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely show the way. I can soon learn how to do it if you'll let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather learn my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there is no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. Now, this is a profound challenge, and that is why I believe Peter encourages you to add to your goodness knowledge. The word translated knowledge here means imperfect, partial knowledge. That is why it says in verse 8 that it needs to increase. It is not always easy to determine what Jesus would do in a given situation. Studying the biblical record of his life enables you to better discern what Jesus would do. Listening carefully to what others share about themselves and their circumstances helps you to know what to do in helping them. As you apply what you determine would be the good thing to do, you will gain experiential knowledge. In fact, you will sometimes determine the wrong thing to do, and you will grow in your knowledge through your mistakes. Growth in any area of your life usually demands a certain amount of adjustment, pain, and sacrifice. Well, if these studies have been helpful, I'd like to hear from you. Write me, Lud Golds, Novelty, Ohio, 44072.